Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is the fourth Sunday in Ordinary Time, and from Germany we hear from Sister Kirsten Marie Beretz, a Dominican sister of Ehrenberg. Sister Kirsten Marie teaches high school in Vechta, and her preaching today is entitled Leading Like Jesus.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Then they came to Capernaum, and on the Sabbath Jesus entered the synagogue and taught. The people were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. In the synagogue was a man with an unclean spirit. He cried out, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." Jesus rebuked him and said, "Quiet, come out of him." The unclean spirit convulsed him and with a loud cry came out of him. All were amazed and asked one another, "What is this? A new teaching with authority. He commands even the unclean spirits and they obey him." His fame spread everywhere throughout the whole region of Galilee. During the last 2 weeks, more than 1.5 million people went on the streets of Germany to protest the far-right Alternative for Germany party known as AfD and all kinds of right-wing extremism. After a secret meeting among extremists to discuss mass deportations, the society is shaken and many people are convinced that it is time to show their personal mind. Almost everybody seems to know that it is dangerous to follow the wrong leaders, but the question is how to stop those leaders. And the other question is how to reach out to people who follow those leaders. As we celebrate the feast of St. Thomas of Aquinas today, it is clear that it is crucial to use the ability to think. Thomas was one of the most brilliant thinkers and philosophers of the world, and he spent his life trying to unravel the mysteries of faith. At the same time, he knew that everything is dependent on the triune God and that God is the truth. Maybe this was the experience that led him to the insight during a Eucharist 3 months before his death, that everything I have written seems like straw compared to what I have seen. So Thomas always knew who is the right teacher and who is the leader. It is always Jesus who taught in a synagogue with authority. All our actions must always correspond with his teachings and must never contradict them. And maybe Jesus is the only one who can stop those dangerous leaders who gather people and lead them to destruction, as Jesus was the one who had the power to command the unclean spirit. Nobody else could free the man from his spirit but Jesus. So, if someone has such an unclean spirit, we can only offer our help and assistance. But in the end, the person has to decide to let the unclean spirit go. Jesus is the one who is always willing to free people from those unclean spirits, and he always welcomes the person who turns back. For us, who are living in changing societies, we must listen carefully to the leaders. Do they teach and lead like Jesus? With his authority and with his love and his will to live in abundance for all? Or do they build their own authority and follow their own concepts for life? Do they want to do everything that everybody can live in peace? Or do they want to do the best for themselves? If we know what Jesus tells us in the Sermon on the Mount, it is possible to identify false prophets. It is our task today to use our sense and check all the facts we can get when someone promises the greatest things or when someone seems to have easy answers. From St. Thomas Aquinas, we can learn that there are no easy answers, but that does not mean that we are lost. God is with us in every difficult time and situation. In his Son, Jesus Christ, he teaches us with authority, and we can encourage others to trust the sometimes difficult but always astonishing message of our triune God, who is love.